How many times during the course of a day do you hear about Duke? No matter who you're playing, do you hear Duke Blue Devils?
Probably every day, at least a couple times since practice has started October 13th.
And does it come from everybody if you go to dinner, if you go to the supermarket, if you get gasoline?
You know, it's funny. It's not how are you going to do this year. This is preseason now. It's not how you're going to do. It's how you're going to do against Duke this year. It's like that's the season now, the Duke games.
Are you concerned that your kids can get too focused on one team and you forget about some of the other teams?
Yes, I am. I think Sunday was a good example. I mean, Georgia Tech's a good team, and they played us really hard, and it was very difficult for us to play that game. And, you know, our players are 18 to 22 years old, and I understand it. With all the attention, especially in this Washington, D.C. area that they put on the Duke game, it was difficult to focus. Say, we were getting questions all week, like we weren't going to play Georgia Tech, like Duke was our next game instead of Georgia Tech.
When you look at what happened with Duke and Florida State, do you caution your kids? Do you say, how did they react when they knew that Duke was upset at Florida State?
Well, that's you do that. You say, well, look what happened to Duke. They may have been looking past Florida State. You never know. And Florida State played well, but the same thing could happen to us going into against Georgia Tech. But yet we basically did not prepare as well as we should have against Georgia Tech, even though we knew, you know, the Duke situation at Florida State.
So you didn't look at that game and say Duke is susceptible. You use that as saying, look at what could happen on any given night in the ACC.
Yeah, I've learned, you know, from coaching for a while now that no matter how big a game it is against a particular team, and, you know, with Duke ranked one, obviously, and in terms of the consequences in our league, it's a very big game. But at the end of the year, with the focus on the national picture with the NCAA tournament, you know, it counts as one game. When they add up the wins, sure, it would be a great win and all that, but it's still, you know, you can get wins other places besides just beating Duke. In other words, you don't get 1.5 wins at the end of the year for beating Duke. You get one win.
Can it become too tense of a rivalry? And I don't think you can have a friendly rivalry.
No, it's a competitive rivalry. It's, you know, Duke has been the best team for a long time, you know, I think it's one of those things where teams, you know, if you're any good, you're going to get measured, especially in our conference. We're always measured against Duke. It's interesting that that's the watermark for us. We can be number three in the country, but especially around this immediate area, the question is, can you beat Duke?